Once long ago, in the country of Turkey, there lived a servant boy by name of Hazan. Hazan was a very good servant for the master, except for one problem. For one pup. Never remember what he was to do from the minute to the next. Hazan take the money and go to the market to get some salt. Now don't forget.
Yes, I will buy salt. How will I remember to buy salt? I know. I will say the word salt over and over again, all the way to the market.
Now you must know that in Hazan's village, the word for salt is hick.
Hazan had traveled a great distance and was now another village. He did not know that in this part of Turkey, in this village, the word hick did not mean salt. It means nothing. Hick means nothing. Hick means nothing.
Hick, 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 hick.
On his way, Hazan passed another bridge. He saw a fisherman has loved to watch people fish, but he did not want to forget what he was supposed to buy. He stopped to watch the man fish, but kept repeating,
"Hick, hick, hick, hick."
Why are you saying nothing? That is rude. You should be saying may there be five or two of them.
Hazan continued on his journey to the market, repeating what he just had heard, so I'll not forget.
May there be five or ten of them. May there be five or ten of them.
On the road, he met a funeral progressing.
May there be five or ten of them. May there be five or ten.
You are not supposed to say that. How disrespectful. You should be saying, may God bless his soul.
Hazan continued on his journey to the market, repeating he had just heard, so I'll never forget.
May there be five or ten. Bless his soul. May God bless his soul.
Hazan came upon a dead fish. He looked down at it, lying there in the road.
A man overheard Hazan.
You must be crazy. Why are you saying that? You should be saying, what a terrible smell.
Hazan continued on his journey to the market, repeating what he just heard, so will not.
What a terrible smell.
As he passed some Turkish baths, three ladies, all shiny and clean, came walking by him.
What a terrible smell.
Ladies reached down, found some rocks on the road, and began throwing them at Hazan.
You shouldn't say that. You should say, oh, how nice. Oh, how nice.
Hazan continued on his journey to the market, repeating what he just heard, so I'll not forget.
Oh, how nice. Oh, how nice.
He walked along and passed two men fighting.
Oh, how nice. Oh, how nice.
You shouldn't say that. I should box your ears for that.
Just say, gentlemen, please don't fight. That is what you should say. Now be on your way.
As he continued on his journey to the market, repeating what he had just heard, so I'll not forget.
Gentlemen, please don't fight. Gentlemen, please don't fight.
He came upon two dogs fighting in the middle of the street.
Gentlemen, please don't fight. Gentlemen, please don't.
Are you saying you shouldn't say that, you silly boy? You should say, get out. Get out, dogs. Go away, dogs.
Hazan continued on his journey to the market, repeating what he just heard, so I'll not forget.
Get out, dogs. Go away, dogs. Get out, dogs. Go away, dogs.
As Hazan entered the market, he passed a tent where the shoemaker was working.
Get out, dogs. Go away, dogs. Get out, dogs. Go away, dogs.
What are you saying? This will get you into trouble. If you would do not how to be polite and respectful, just say hick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's what I was supposed to remember to buy.
Found the salt cellar, bought his salt and took it home to his master. He found the salt cellar, bought his salt, and took it home to his master.